Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 6th of October 2009 and the time is 12:30 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
I'm Mariana, I'm 26 years old and I'm from Porto, Portugal.
How are you today?
I'm nervous. I really wasn't expecting this, so it's a big surprise.
And how did you come to be on the plinth today?
Well, I work upstairs on the Protacabine, the one in other headquarters, and there was a slot available 1 p.m. and my colleague Rob convinced me to do it because I'm really scared of heights. And even though I love art, I was avoiding to go on the plinth because of my fear. But saying that, I've been thinking about it. And if it was a night slot, I would have said immediately yes, because I know there's not many people out there in the square and I would feel more comfortable. But then again, I thought, okay, it's an opportunity, I better take it.
And how are you feeling now about going up there, now that you're here and it's
I'm really excited. I feel like it's an extraordinary opportunity, something that only happens once in my lifetime. And I'm really happy to join my boyfriend because he was up there as well. I think it's great that we've both gone through it. And also it allows me to understand the project a bit better. Because as I was saying before, like I've worked as a Liberty Bell, doing camera, and I've got a job as a web producer here, so I know like how the process works of filming it and getting it out on the internet, but I didn't know how it was to actually be out there. So I think that's very important.
And how do you think you might spend your hour?
Right, if I can overcome my fear of heights, if I don't panic and shout and ask you to take me off the plinth, which could happen, I intend to read the script I wrote, both in English and in Portuguese, because I haven't worked on the Portuguese version in ages, and I'm more proud of my... did I say English or Portuguese? I haven't worked on my English version for ages, and my Portuguese version I feel like is more complete. And also because I feel like I almost have a double nationality, even not having one. I feel like I'm a bit Portuguese and a bit British, so.
And what's the script that you've written?
It's called Winter Tales, and it's a story about a personal journey. The character has to deal with her grandmother's death, and she uses her childhood fairy tales and her memories of a grandmother, in a way, like a whole fantasy universe that she connects to her grandmother to overcome her fear of loss, I think.
And is this a script for a story, for a novel or a book or a play?
It would be a short film if I get the funding to do it. I've applied for funding in Portugal a month ago, but it's really hard to get it. There's not enough support for young up and coming filmmakers. So, but I'll do other things as well. I hope I might do a homage to Espaço Evoé, which is a theatre school and company that I studied with for a year in Lisbon, and I think they do brilliant work. They work they're very connected with the community they're in, and they help a lot of young people to overcome their fears as well, because acting is not only about being on a stage, it's about knowing how to portray yourself. And I really admire what they're doing.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself now? You mentioned about your nationality, you feel like you have a dual nationality.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you to say a bit more about that?
Yeah, of course. Well, I think I never felt like I belonged in Portugal. It always seemed like there wasn't enough opportunities for me. It felt like I wasn't totally free there. I don't know if it's because it's where I'm from and I know everyone, and actually being in another country enables you to explore your personality and who you are in a different way, because you get to know yourself better by being away from your home country. But I think it's also because it's taking Portugal a long time to get over a past of conservationism, right-wing dictatorship that it had till the 1974. Even though Portugal now is a very free country, very open-minded, I still think it's small for me. I don't know. Even though I like small places, I do like countries and places. I felt like I was stuck. And here I feel like I'm free to express myself. I feel like I'm doing what I want to do. I'm taking the risks and the responsibility for my life. And I love the culture. I love the way everyone wears whatever they want in London. I love the mix of cultures, of people's backgrounds. I think it's a great place to be.
How long have you been in London?
Well, in London for almost 2 years. It's going to be 2 years next month. But I studied in Wales, so it kind of feels like that's why I feel like I'm a bit more integrated in the culture, even though it's a different country and it has like different habits and ways of being. Like, I feel very at home here.
What did you study in Wales?
Film and video.
And what did you with your work? Can I ask you to say a little bit about your work?
Here
or whichever you choose to speak about.
Okay. I've always been interested in arts. Art, image, communication and storytelling. And that's my passion. I just think that's what I'm good at doing, is telling stories and showing people's lives. I think I like to get to know people, understand what they're all about and portray it. And I'd love to become a director one day. I know it's very, very hard work. Since I've finished uni, I've been working in media as much as I can, but I went back to Portugal and it was very hard. Though I did very interesting things. I worked as an art director, I did makeup, I did things I wouldn't have an opportunity to do here in the UK. But here I feel the media is very developed, especially in London. It's an industry that works, and the way people work is very, I love the English politeness. And even though I've been working, like most of my jobs have been as runner, I felt better doing it because I felt more respected. I miss the work I did in Portugal. One of the things I did was to produce a festival, international festival in Évora, which is a beautiful like World Heritage city with wonderful people. I miss the responsibility, but at the same time, one another has given me that responsibility back and that opportunity again, as I'm working as a web producer here. I feel like my skills are being used more than it has been so far in London.
So. Yeah. And what's important to you at the moment in your life? What's happening for you?
Oh, my career. My dreams to make films, and my boyfriend who has been on the plinth and I love very much.
And what's his name?
Stu. Scottish, very Scottish.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about where you're from originally, your background in Portugal?
I'm from Porto. It's a beautiful city, both by the sea and the river. It's a very nostalgic city, where you can feel a sort of sadness, a sort of fado. Fado is the traditional Portuguese singing. I think it's everywhere, even though in Lisbon, fado is more present. I think in Porto, you feel it on the people. And you get there, you see the river and you see the beautiful old monuments and houses. You walk through the narrow streets and it's all very grey. It's very beautiful.
And what are your passions in life?
Defend freedom, freedom of expression, and multicultural understanding. I think we need to give other cultures a chance and try to understand it and try to forget our preconceptions and see ourselves on their shoes, because that helps, you know, communicating, and it would stop a lot of wars, but I know how impossible that is. That's one of my passions, and I hope one day I'll be able to use film as a medium to express that passion of understanding people, cultures, and individuals, because I think individuals are as important as society, and they both work together.
What were your three words that you chose to describe yourself in your profile?
Silly, because I know I'm going to get there, be really scared, be very silly. Creative, I like to think that I'm creative. I like to think that I can, you know, make things out of nothing, imagine things and come up with silly ideas. And open-minded.
And who are you doing this for today?
I'm doing this for me, and I'm doing this for art.
And is there anything else that you would like to add or to mention about yourself or your taking part in the project, or any closing words?
Yes, I would like to thank my mum for always encouraging me to do what's important in life and in my life and follow my passions. Yeah.
Thank you very much.